Hello, Audio Boom. It's BJ and...
Hello, it's Fee.
I just have a question. At the moment, I have a free account, 10 minutes limit, which is probably more than most people can stand. So, you know, it's a mercy to society. But for a variety of reasons, including promoting my books and stuff, I was thinking...
Books?
But it's a book about stammering.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called My Books. No, quitting promoting my books, and so I've got an audio book coming out in July, hopefully, as well as other things. I just wondered how difficult or how practical it is to...
Or how easy,
let's
be
indeed.
Positive, let's be positive, shall we?
How easy would it be to get audio booms into kind of podcasts... And then make them available on iTunes and therefore people's podcatchers and podcast apps. Because when I updated my phone, I had a podcast app that appeared. And since then I've been finding lots of really good podcasts that I would never have found if I just stuck to Audio Boom. So I wondered how easy it would be to have my, well, at least not maybe not every one, but the ones I choose, my Audio Booms to become... You know, material that is available on iTunes and searchable on iTunes and searchable via people's podcast apps.
Maybe then you'd need another account for the things you wanted to be in the podcast. Because I don't think you can have an audio boom feed and say, oh, I want this one to be on the podcast and not that one.
Well,
I may be wrong.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it practical to kind of say, this is just for fun, this is, you know... for a wider consumption, can you pick and choose?
I've got two accounts for that very reason.
Yeah.
So I've got a musical account of Fiona Dunn Sings.
Yeah.
FionaDunnSings.
# shameless plug.
Yep. And Fee Dunn is my all sorts of nonsense one, which is FIDUNN. Well, you know.
Anyway, so...
if I'm not going to do it, who is?
So, anyway... Kids, please tell us how practical is it to make your audio booms available.
Searchable on iTunes.
Yeah, because I know when I got my podcast app, I searched and I found lots of good stuff. I didn't realise that was going for iTunes. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think it is on the Apple one.
Definitely not paying for it, am I? You don't pay for them, do you?
No.
Oh, good. Otherwise, I've spent lots of money.
Well, no, the podcasts... They tend to be free.
Okay, that's fine.
Apart from, sometimes you can get ones that you subscribe to that you do pay for.
Okay.
But if that was the case, you wouldn't just get them.
You'd be prompted to pay, yeah.
Well, you'd be prompted to for a password and a username and stuff, probably.
Yeah, so...
Although Audio Boom are going that way, which is really annoying.
Well, that's another thing, you see, because with the thing with Audio Boom, you can only listen to stuff if you're a member. At least with a podcast-based thing... You don't have to be a member to listen to it, so it opens up a bigger audience.
Yeah, but maybe it's that you have to get a professional account, a paid account or something.
It depends how much that is. I know there's
£60 a year.
That's all right. I'm thinking about...
Because I did it.
For promotional purposes, primarily because I'm a writer. I use Twitter and stuff normally. But also just for stuff... You and I do that. Mm. That I think, oh, people might enjoy that. You know,
yeah.
Not bigger people. That's not the right word. A wider audience may enjoy it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the people who listen to us out of sympathy.
Speak for yourself.
So anyway,
speak for yourself.
If anyone can get back, that would be great.
They listen to me because I'm so interesting. I think someone might have just tweeted at you. Or, I don't know, actually, it might have been one of your annoying text tweets.
Maybe. Anyway.
But I know your other boom is now uploaded because I just got the tweet a minute ago.
That's what spurred me, really, because I was thinking about the tweet we just did.
Mm.
And I thought, people, you know, who listen to stuff like that may want to find it elsewhere.
So, how long have we got left on this broomage?
Oh, ages.
Yeah.
And so,
anyone listening's just thinking, oh dear.
No, don't worry, I'm not going to fill it all out, so.
funny how you can fill something out and fill it in.
Oh, quite.
It's funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
And Oliver's snoring. Oliver the dog is snoring.
Another thing to bear in mind, you probably know if you're listening to this, but I'm afflicted by blindness.
What? You just said... what?
So, if there is a solution...
You're afflicted? What?
So, if there is a solution...
Why did you just say that?
It's funny. So...
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it just really cringeworthy and embarrassing?
Well, those things are tandem sometimes.
Really?
So, if there is a way to do this thong, bear in mind, I use VoiceOver.
Oh, and just so you know, in case you think I'm a really horrible sighted person who shouldn't say that sort of thing to a blind man, I'm actually blind as well, in case somebody didn't know.
Technically, I'm blinder than you, which is quite amusing.
It is, because you could see loads more than me at school.
Yeah.
That's quite funny.
And now I walk in perpetual night.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm winding up. So, yeah, thank you very much. I have a laptop, for what it's worth.
You don't have a violin, though, which is unfortunate, since you know I what? Think you'd enjoy playing
it's an instrument I never wanted to play.
You do such a good job.
I never really fancied... Anything you pluck and finger, I'm no good at. Anything you blow, I'm all over it. That's the way it goes. So give me a, you know, a mouthpiece or a reed. I'm down with the kids big time, but... Give me something else. Ah, no, you can't do it.
Yeah, but you're always going for the sympathy vote.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your spin. It's your negative spin. Yeah.
I like an accordion myself.
Brilliant. I need to see your accordion. I do, I haven't seen it. Or your, what's the other thing called? Concertina.
Yeah.
It's like a cake.
It does actually sound
can
a bit like...
A cup of coffee and a concertina, please.
It does.
Can't take that seriously.
Or a type of coffee, maybe.
Yeah.
Cappuccino, concertina. 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
Yeah, can I have a decaf concertina?
Yeah.
And a croissant.
Yeah. Yeah, but the croissant might get squashed in the bellows.
In the case you want a clarification, I know somebody's mentioned this before, but you can copy and paste the HTML stuff and put .mp3 after it and send it, and then people can listen to it.
Yeah. What BJ actually means by the HTML stuff in his really clumsy... I'm not really going to tell you what I'm talking about kind of way.
Yeah.
Is the web address or URL of the page of whatever boom you're trying to send somebody. So, if it was this boo... It would be http://www.audioboom.com/some load of stuff.
Loads of numbers.
And what you'd do is select it all, copy it to the clipboard on your phone, computer, whatever, and then paste it into the email or text message or however you're sharing it, and at the end type .mp3 with no space before it.
Yeah.
And then... the other person should be able to listen to it without having to log into Audio Boom. Hooray!
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, and Facebooky people, if they're logged in at Facebook, they seem to be able to listen to Booms now, which is a good thing.
Oh, really? So Facebook and Audio Boom in bed?
They must be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lazy. They don't want to get up. Still in bed.
Yep, got it. Anyway.
It's a while.
20-odd seconds. So, thank you, chaps. Good night.
And women.
Yeah, you know, honorary chaps.
Women aren't honorary chaps. We're better. Pause recording. 25, pause recording.